artist and a local arts organization. But before we continue, we want to introduce our first very special guest. Today we have Alexia Skell.
Shell,
I'm sorry, Shell. The volunteer coordinator at Jesse Center on the show to celebrate National Volunteer Week. Welcome to the show, Alexia.
Hey, everyone.
What's National Volunteer Week?
National Volunteer Week is a time to celebrate and thank Canada's 12.7 million volunteers. Volunteer Canada's theme this year is the Volunteer Factor, Lifting Communities. The Volunteer Factor celebrates and recognizes the exponential impact of volunteers and how they lift our communities.
Okay. What do volunteers at Jesse Center do and why are they important?
Well, at Jesse's, we have two main volunteer roles, our parent-child center volunteers and our kitchen volunteers. Parent-child center volunteers, or as we like to call them, PCC volunteers, are very hands-on when it comes to our babies and children. They're often feeding, rocking, reading, and playing with all of the little ones that enter the PCC. Our kitchen volunteers are helping to prep and cook meals for the whole center, as well as contributing to the menus and creative ideas for our program snacks. Jesse's volunteers are so important to the work that we do here. They contribute in many ways and are priceless, such as our belly casting volunteers who help moms feel good about the last weeks of pregnancy by creating a beautiful keepsake for them. Also, our tutors who help spark that academic confidence so our young parents can pass all their tests. Let's not forget about our board members who help to make sure that our center is running at its fullest potential.
That's awesome. Why volunteer? What are the benefits of volunteering?
Well, people choose to volunteer for a variety of reasons. For some, it offers a chance to give something back to their community, to make a difference in the lives of people around them. For others, it provides an opportunity to develop new skills or build on existing experience and knowledge. Here are some benefits of volunteering, like discover new skills, improve your community, feel good about yourself, make new friends, jumpstart your resume and college applications, as well as improve your communication skills, gain recognition, and make an impact in someone's life.
Thanks so much for all that information, Alexia. Now, before we take our first music break, we're going to interview our next guest, Rose Gutierrez, the program director at Sketch. Sketch is a community arts enterprise engaging diverse young people ages 16 to 29 from across Canada who live homeless or on the margins and navigate poverty to experience the transformative power of the arts, build leadership and self-sufficiency in the arts, cultivate social and environmental change through the arts. Stay tuned for that interview after the music break. Back on RadioRegent.com. If you just joined us, you're listening to Powerful by Nature, and today we're celebrating local art and artists. First up, we have our guest, Rose Gutierrez, the program director at Sketch. Welcome to the show, Rose.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Hi. We introduced Sketch to our listeners before the music break, but for new listeners, could you tell us briefly what Sketch is?
Absolutely. So Sketch Working Arts is a community arts initiative where we engage street involved and homeless youth or youth navigating systemic barriers, including poverty, race, immigration, legal issues, etc. And so we're an arts initiative that works with young people to build their skills in the arts and to see if they can move forward in terms of creatively in their life or in terms of an arts career. So, and we're based in downtown Toronto at 180 Shaw Street.
When and how did Sketch start?
So Sketch started with the artistic director, who is by the name of Phyllis Novak, and a group of young creative artists who were also street involved. They initiated it with a theater project, and they found Phyllis Novak found that the arts were really effective intervention with street-involved youth to build their skills that they could use later on in their life to either inform or circumvent issues of homelessness or homelessness itself. So, and we've been around for, I want to say, 23 years? So it's been around for a while, yeah.
What programs does Sketch offer?
So we offer a whole range of programs. We have our studio programs that are set here at 180 Shaw at Artscape Young Place in the lower level. So we offer 3 days of art programming, building skills in 6 to 7 artistic disciplines. We provide a lot of mentorship for young people to be able to progress in their art making. And we have lots of leadership opportunities to be able to use their art, either through a creative enterprise, through community leading a project that is community engaged, art making, furthering their own artistic practice, or initiating their own kind of creative arts initiative or an arts initiative. So there's a whole range that a young person can take and take advantage of. You don't have to be lucky, you have to be an artist to come to Sketch, and I would say no. I believe everybody has creativity built into their DNA, and so they can explore that here at Sketch.
That's really great to hear. Can you walk us through Sketch's theory of change?
Wow, that's a huge question.
I know it is, yeah.
That's a little bit of that. So, I kind of know it a lot in the back of my head, but we know that there's certain kind of conditions for young people to thrive. So we know that when people come to Sketch, they get some of their basic needs met, including food, sometimes transportation, sometimes access to resources, wraparound resources like said mental health, physical health, education, immigration, legal, and so that is the kind of the entry point to and the welcome and invitation to young people to come to Sketch. We know that through that, young people really explore kind of what their experiences in community. They begin to develop some critical analysis around the experiences that they have in their life, and they start to share that with other people and community members. And they start to initiate some collaboration in the arts, hopefully in a couple of years, they also be, one second, I'm being another call, one second.
No worries.
Okay, hopefully we'll go away. we know that young people will start to lead their lives in the arts, and they will explore different ways and avenues to do that in. So we hope that their work does have systemic, it informs the systemic barriers or systemic structures that they entered in with in terms of experiencing kind of oppression or barriers with those systems. I don't know if I answered that well enough, but that is a theory of change that people, kind of come with the right conditions, possess the good skills and leadership, and then hopefully exercise that in the world.
Yeah, that's great. I know that was a big question, so I really appreciate.
Yeah, that's a huge question.
I really appreciate.
It's easier for me to do show a graphic of it.
Yeah, yeah, your graphic on your website is beautiful. If folks haven't, you should definitely go check out Sketch's website. But I think, you answered a few of our questions there, just in talking about how building community can help artists support each other after they leave Sketch, too, thinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the different barriers that just exist to keep, like, poor artists and BIPOC artists out of, the art industry. So
yeah.
Sorry, go ahead. I love sketch. I think the work you do is great. And I guess my last question is just, how can people find out more about Sketch, and how can people support you?
Oh, wow. So people can find out about Sketch by just arriving. Come on down and participate in one of our programs. Come
great.
Have a meal with us and see what's available. We have lots of, I think social media marketing, and we have lots on our website that you can kind of read and see what interests you. We're just, like, honestly, just come on down on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then we'll see what's available for you. And I didn't say this, the sketch is not co-funded by anybody. We get some ongoing funding just from the three levels of art funding.
Okay.
We have to fundraise a lot, so we can definitely get, like, support from, you know, donors, or donations would be really appreciated in this project.
Definitely. We'll put that out to our listeners. If anyone has some money and they want to put out there and to support Sketch, do that. I think we have one more question from Shahid over here.
Hi, I used to actually go to Sketch about, like, 3 years ago when I was pregnant, and I went to, well, I did some, like, art there, and then I also went to some yoga program. Was that connected to Sketch, or was that outside of Sketch, just in the same building?
I would think so, because we did have, you know, we still have those programs, so we have yoga that happens, and movement program, and we also have a program for young moms right now, young parents, that happens on Thursdays. So if you're interested in that, you can just either email myself at rose@sketch.ca, or just give me a call also. But it's pretty popular, and right now they explain, you know, sexual health, parenting skills, but it also through culinary arts and storytelling. So we'd love to have lots of young moms and young parents coming to that program. So, yeah, that was definitely probably part of that. It changes every quarter what we offer, but not too much.
That's awesome. Is there a age limit? Like, if there is one?
Yeah, so young people, 16 to 29 can come to Sketch.
Okay, that's cool.
That's amended, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for that incredible interview, Rose. We really appreciate, you taking the time to come on our show.
No worries, we'll keep people down. Okay.
Thanks, take care. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Before our next interview, we're just going to take one more short music break. Stay tuned.
We're back to RadioRegent.com. You are listening to Powerful by Nature. Next up, we have Melissa Falconer. Ms. Falconer is a self-taught visual artist who has been painting for 4 years. Her art is inspired by Black culture and pop culture and fosters a sense of self-love, identity, and self-expression. Welcome, Melissa. When and why did you start painting?
I started painting in 2015, back when I was in university. So while I was a university student at Laurier in Waterloo, I was in a program that I didn't really enjoy. And I started painting to kind of take my mind off of things and, like, stress relief and things like that. And I decided to paint my mom for Mother's Day. So that was the first painting I ever made, which was my mom, and she really liked it. So that year, I basically painted all my friends as gifts, like, give them paintings. So they really loved them, and then people just started asking me for paintings, and it kind of turned into a business, and here I am now.
Well, that sort of answers my next question. When and how did art become a career for you?
Sure. I would say for the first year or two, it was kind of just like a hobby or like a side hustle.
Yeah.
It was making a little bit of money, but, like, not enough
for like a full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I graduated, so I graduated in 2017, and it had grown a bit to the point where I thought I could take it full-time.
Mm.
Because prior to that, I wasn't really investing all my time into it because I was still a student. So when I graduated, I decided to just go all in. And so far, it's been working out. So I've been doing it full-time for about a year and a half now.
How would you describe your artistic style?
I would describe my style as pop art portraiture. And that's because I mainly just do portraits because I really like to do people's faces. Like, that's the most interesting subject for me. And I would say my style is pop art because of the color palettes that I use. I use a lot of unconventional colors,
mm-hmm.
very vibrant, saturated colors, and the colors are kind of separated in my paintings. So that's kind of what the style that pop art has.
Nice. What messages or themes do you find yourself often focusing on communicating through your art?
Sure. I like to paint a lot about representation
mm-hmm.
and culture, community, and empowerment. And that's because I really believe in those things, and it's a part of my life as well, especially the representation. Like, as a Black woman, it's you aren't really represented a mm-hmm. lot in the arts. So
yeah.
I wanted to use my art to kind of bring that representation to me and people like me in the community who don't really see that as much on a daily basis.
Yeah. So I guess that kind of ties into what inspires you to make art, but if there's anything you want to add there?
Yeah, I would just say I'm inspired by my culture and my community around me.
Yeah.
And I guess I only answered the question.
Yeah. What's the best career advice you can share with us about, like, making art a full-time career, or maybe just, like, starting to make art more regularly for folks that kind of do it as a side gig or side hustle?
Yeah. I would say if you're just starting out and you're thinking of turning your art into a career, that means you have to start taking it really seriously. And the main thing is consistency. And that's really important, especially in the arts, because people won't buy art from you if they don't see, like, a portfolio of work that you have done.
Yeah.
So if you're consistent and you create a lot of artwork, then you would start to develop your own style, and people would be able to recognize your style, and that helps with your brand. Definitely committing to saying, oh, I'm going to paint once every week or twice a week or whatever it is that you can handle. And what I do is I put it in my calendar every time I'm going to do a painting.
That's smart.
Like that.
Accountability to yourself.
Yeah, you have to keep yourself accountable for sure.
Yeah. Would you say, like, social media has played a big role in kind of, like, finding you an audience or a larger audience or not so much for you?
Yeah? Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, when I just started, what I did was I did a painting a day. And they weren't, like, huge pieces. They were just, like, on my sketchbook. But I did a painting a day, and I posted them on Instagram. And at first it was just, like, my friends who would see them and stuff like that. But because I was consistent, whenever people came to my page, it was obvious that it was an art page.
Mm.
And they could see that I was, like, working consistently, and they wanted to follow to keep up with the work that I was doing. So, yeah, my page just started growing from there. And the majority of the people who support me come from Instagram and my social media.
Yeah, we found you on Instagram, so that makes sense to me. That's great. Instagram can be a really awesome tool for artists.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Can you, if this is not too personal, if you feel comfortable, could you talk a little bit about, like, for you, what are some of the biggest maybe barriers you faced as an artist?
Mm-hmm.
yeah, just what those barriers are and what's been most kind of ongoing challenging for you, maybe as a full-time artist, or kind of trying getting your art out there or whatever you really want to focus on.
Okay. A good question. For me, it's, I don't know, I think I'm kind of different because I like to find my own opportunities. Mm. I feel like a lot of artists are like, think that, oh, a gallery isn't going to hang my art, mm, or no one's going to buy this, or da, 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 da. But for me, it's like, I don't wait for galleries to discover me. I kind of just put my stuff out there, yeah, and make myself be discovered, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. I think that's, yeah, incredible. Like, make your own table, make your own space. Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like historically the, yeah, art industry was controlled by third parties, and artists really didn't have that much control, and I feel like a lot of artists are still in that mindset.
Yeah.
So I think a barrier would actually be having artists realize that, okay, your art is a business if you want it to be, and, yeah, if you want it to be a business, that means you have to kind of be in control of your customers, mm, your market, your, and not galleries. And I'm not, like, bashing galleries, yeah, or anything like that. But, yeah, that is a huge barrier,
yes,
for artists. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. That, I mean, that's a great answer. And I guess just to finish this up, how can people find and support you, and where can we buy your work?
Yeah, for sure. So you could definitely find me on Instagram. My Instagram is at Melissa Faulkner. So that's MelissaFaulkner. And I post all of my artwork on there. All my links are on there as well. Anyone can buy my art on my website, and my website is mfalconer.com.
That's great. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Melissa. We really appreciate it. We all love your art, Woman of Wakanda,
yeah,
you know, love so many of your pieces. So we really appreciate you taking this time.
No problem.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, we're going to take one more music break before we're back to wrap up the show.
Softly with this song, killing me softly with his words, killing me softly. and bass. Time, Jerry, one time. This is how we are.
Everybody got a breaking point, kid, and they'll rat on you. The family doesn't get rat on you. That's why we got to be prepared to get whoever out we need.
Please go to volunteertoronto.ca. That's where you'll find a wide array of volunteer opportunities from schools, daycares, community center, old folks' homes. The gamut is very wide. And if you want to volunteer at Jesse's, please send an email to myself at volunteercoordinator@jessiescenter.org, and I'll be sure to be in touch. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that, Alexia. And folks, please follow us on Instagram and Twitter if you don't already. Just going to plug that quickly, at PowerfulXNature. Our next show is going to be April 25th. Mark that in your calendars.
That's the show for today. As always, if you think you may be pregnant or are a young parent, 19 years of age or under, contact Jesse Center at 416-365-1888. Or jessiecenter.org. If you would like to be a guest on Powerful by Nature show, please email us at powerfulbynature@jessiecenter.org.
Thank you all for listening today. We hope you enjoyed that show on local art. Support your local artist people. Put your money where your mouth is, also, if you have any. look up Melissa. Get out there and volunteer. There's many incredible organizations, from Sketch, who we had on today, to Jesse Center, who supports the work we do here and makes this possible. And now we're just going to play you one last song by the recently departed, dearly departed Nipsey Hussle. Enjoy. Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets' voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first get the money, the respect, and the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Nah, playing no games with you. Pop cut, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you. The whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. It's for the pieces I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up. What? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a. Nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to. It was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets' voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first get the money, the respect, and the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, come through fly. Check. No cosign, I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time. Check. Take my tribe, every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every in these streets, trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game are powerful races. Young in the set, just doing it makeshift out the garage. How you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curb server, end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face. Since the mission was last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the streets' voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, the respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked,
I got the front and in the back. We on the way, and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black.
The last lie you heard, this ain't that, this, that. I did, made it out the gutter, it shit nipped, told you the middle man, I told you. Wearing they clothes, I wear my own. Y'all get on, y'all label, I own my own. Hey, man, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't f*** around and get played by the label owners. Talk that ish to these Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game fool you. Cause when it's game over, it's really game over. And all they do is play the game till it's game over. And you be giving game like a big brother missing. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rap last time that I checked. I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat last time that I checked. I'm the streets voice out west. Legendary self-made progress last time that I checked. First you get the money, the respect, and the power, and the come next last time that I checked.